Getting a farm bill done should be a top priority. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. Members of Congress are on recess this week, all part of the Memorial Day holiday. U.S. Congresswoman Angie Craig of Minnesota, she's the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, said members of Congress need to put the farm bill as a top priority.
Well, the farm bill really should be our top priority. And candidly, I was a little disappointed that my colleagues decided to do a reconciliation bill, the budget bill first, the partisan budget bill, because I'm ready to sit down and negotiate a farm bill. We were only $27 billion away from a five-year, 12-title farm bill in the last Congress. I wasn't the top Democrat on the committee then, but I am now, and I'm ready to sit down and negotiate that farm bill.
Yeah, and talking about that bill that you guys just passed through here last week in D.C., your thoughts about how that's really shaping up as it went through?
Well, look, I think it puts a farm bill in jeopardy, candidly, and everybody should be concerned about that. When you cut $300 billion in a partisan process from the title of the farm bill, nutrition title, then it makes it harder for me to bring Democrats across the aisle to vote for it. And believe me, I know that our producers need, you know, crop insurance title, they need a plussed up reference pricing. It's tough out there with the input costs significantly high and those commodity prices, which if you walk in my office in Washington, they're on the board every single day updated because that's the first thing I want to look at and be reminded of where farm country is. But, you know, look, I mean, it's a partisan process. Reconciliation is a fancy kind of dumb word for the budget. But, you know, Democrats did it with the IRA. That was a partisan process. This is a partisan process. But, you know, what we didn't do is cut a title of the farm bill in our reconciliation process.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Lundberg.